Mills Daily.
Another one?
The one for See It, Say It, Sorted.
Just make sure you pay attention.
Yes.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I see mosh pits. Do you know where they are?
Oh, no.
I want Agnes.
Three, two.
Radio 1.
On today's podcast, what stage of lockdown are you at? Our listener Charlotte shares with us. Also, we get busted back together in three different locations. Get the old band back together for a DJ mix. If you know your Birds of Britain, then you're going to smash our quiz. Don't look it up. And on 24 Years at the Tap End, Chris makes some new friends with old people. Busted are DJing for us today at 5 o'clock. That's big. How good is that?
Guys, it's the best. I cannot wait. Seriously, I think most people know my love of Busted is strong. And it's genuine as well. People think I'm joking. I loved Busted so much. I thought they were brilliant.
So Busted at 5 o'clock. Matt, Charlie, James picking their favourite songs. At six, we're going to go back to 24 years at the Tap End. Yesterday on the show, we decided to launch a rival chain account to Connell's chain from Normal People on Instagram. It's looking like the Stan account for Connell's chain is, well, eventually will take over both me and Chris's followers on Instagram. So, we've instigated this, and it's just pictures of Chris from like Cavos, Malia, Napa, back in the day, wearing that massive, it looks like a bike chain that you used to wear around your neck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've got, I'm just putting up chain pics as and when we need them. To be fair, the followers are going up. I'm at 2,732 followers at the moment, which isn't bad for a day's work.
Yeah.
I've just put up a new chain pic on there. The Instagram account is Chris Stark's Chain. And yeah, we're doing this just to rival the other chain one.
Yeah. What's the latest picture? Is it from a lad's holiday again?
I put one up slightly earlier, and it's just me in a hat. With the chain, I'm topless. It was one of the holiday ones. And then I've just found another one. It's amazing. It's I don't know where or when it is, but it's a good view of the chain. And I'm with, and this dates it slightly, but he did do a run of grad balls. There was a time, but with an old pop star called Chesney Hawks.
Oh.
So I've put a picture of me and him up. I'm in the chain.
I like the ones of you on holiday, slightly sunburnt as well.
It's a little tan, really, isn't it?
It probably did turn into a tan eventually. Anyway, Chris Stark's chain, if you want to get involved on Insta.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday on the show, we had a weird situation on Bangers where I picked a song that normally Chris would pick and vice versa. And that got us onto the subject. If we had actually swapped bodies, what would be the first thing that you would do with mine and I would do with yours?
Yeah, that's right.
You
did say think about it. And I had a moment earlier, I was just going a little walk and I was thinking about it. And I thought, well, firstly, it depends how you're answering the question. Because if it's one of those sort of Burner's Watch situation where it's like, you can go and do anything in the body, I don't want to go there with it.
No.
I was thinking purely sort of maintenance on the body.
I just wondered if you'd had a think about it between then and now.
Yeah, what I would do is I'd obviously get that missing tooth put back in.
Yeah, okay.
That's been rumbling on a little while now.
Well, dentists aren't open.
I know, and you've tried the self-dentistry thing, and it hasn't really worked out well, has it? Because it keeps falling out.
Well, so I've forgotten it.
So got your tooth?
Well, you have to fit, like, it slots in. I got it off the internet from France, so I left it at home. So today I'm toothless, yes.
I think you've done very well to look after yourself during lockdown, but I'd probably get the arms back to those fitness pics that were floating around in men's magazines last year.
The arms are gone.
And what I would probably do if I was inside your body is I would tone down the tan just a bit, because I'm just thinking with the football starting up again, it would look slightly ridiculous in a yellow Watford shirt, because it would be too tanned and yellow, and I think it would just be a bit much.
Is the tan a lot at the moment, do you think?
I'd just tone it down a little bit, especially with the tooth missing.
Yeah.
It's just an odd vibe going on. I don't know quite what you describe it as.
The first thing I'd do if I was in your body is I would...
That wasn't the question, was it? Or was it? Okay, go on then.
I would kick a football because I'd instantly be better at it.
Oh, I see what you mean. You'd like to experience... I mean, look, I can't promise it would be much better, but yeah.
No, but like...
Statistically, one of the kicks that you would do would, you know, be on target.
I could maybe even score a goal. Or,
God, you'd feel so powerful. Imagine you could kick a ball, right? Imagine you swap bodies and then all of a sudden you could kick a ball far. Like, that must be such a weird feeling if you could just suddenly be... Because I'm not great at football, but you're obviously atrocious. You can't even kick a ball, really.
So imagine if I could suddenly kick a ball and it could go far.
Good answer.
It could score a goal. Imagine if I suddenly had footballer's legs. So anyway, that's the first thing I'd do.
What? Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Just keen to know what stage you're at. Charlotte, where are you with all this?
I've reached the point of lockdown where I'm actually quite starting to fancy Chris.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting that. That's made my day.
Thanks for laughing
Oh, that's the funniest thing I've heard in ages.
Do you want to talk about
the sheer desperation of it?
Oh,
bless you.
I am very much. I've been single for a long time. I am a dried up old hag. That's just where we are now.
That's where we are.
God.
And this is something you just noticed.
Well, you see, it's possible that I'm only just prepared to admit to it now.
Right.
But it could have been laying dormant for some time.
Yeah,
it's maybe. Hard to tell. Maybe. We're all finding out stuff,
yeah.
Do you listen to Radio 1 a lot? Is the problem here that you aren't seeing many of your friends and so you're just hearing us and it's sort of like falling in love with your captor to a certain extent. It's kind of what's happening.
Well, the thing is, you've got this real sort of harmless air to you, haven't you? You've got that kind of thing that's like, it's a very sort of boy next door, quite harmless.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, I don't know, I don't know how you look at men. I tend to look at men and think, does he look capable? I don't know if he does, but he can be trained.
Okay.
Yes, right. You've stumbled upon something that, and I should give her a shout out right now, that my wife said, what she got with me was a real rough product.
Right.
I dressed badly. Yes. Scott had made attempts to sort of like change me in some ways, but... Even when Scott passed me to my wife...
Mm. And it was like that, wasn't it?
And there was an element of that.
Mm.
I was still a very rough product. Like, I always remember the first Christmas that I was with her, she bought me loads of clothes.
Yeah.
Like, loads of clothes. She wanted to change me like that. And I think maybe that's what you're talking about here, is that actually there is a market... For some girls, for guys that aren't the full package, but have potential, a doer-upper.
Mm, you definitely have potential.
This will be a passing thing. You've got to remember, at some point, lockdown will be fully over, and we'll all be out there, and you'll be out on holiday somewhere, right? And you'll be on a lounger with some mates, and you'll be saying, God, do you remember that time?
Yeah.
Things got so low, I started to fancy Chris Stark.
Mm. Yeah, true. I can go back to fancying respectable people like Tom Grennan and Jack off of the Indies.
Exactly. And you'll shudder a little bit at the thought. You'll be like, oh, weird times.
Yeah. Throw some more out there. Who else are you fancying a bit at the moment?
Well, the thing is, I'm actually bisexual, so I'm sitting here going, why am I putting my energy towards all these men when there are so many beautiful women on the planet?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And yet you've selected me. You could choose so many people. There's so many beautiful people around the world. Is this just today or is this something that's sort of been there or thereabouts?
Oh, no, this has been building for a while.
Okay.
How odd.
I can say it.
How odd.
Yeah.
And you don't know why.
As you say, you're accessible. You're right there, you know, every day. Well, 4 days a week, you get to talk to us, so to speak. And you do start to... get a bit of Stockholm Syndrome.
Weird.
Although that's been debunked.
Has it?
Has it?
Apparently so, yeah.
God, you're
fascinating. Apparently it's not really a thing. Sorry.
No, I mean, literally, I could do a show with just you. I'm not, offence, Chris.
Yeah, well, let's...
Wow. Hey, listen, but you don't know what brought this on at first.
Not really, no. It would be impossible to say. Maybe it is just that he's there.
Yeah.
You know, there's that sort of reliability, you know, because everything is so uncertain.
Yeah.
You know,
I am reliable, actually, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are.
Word. In fact, that's a good word. You know when you've got, like, a slightly crap car,
yeah.
Looks-wise?
but reliable.
I've just bought a car, right? And Scott rips me for it because, you know, we're Radio 1. Like, some of the guys at work have got some quite cool cars. I've gone for a really solid car, yeah. Right? It's not a bad car at all.
It's not going to let you down.
But I'll tell you what, it's reliable.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And I actually think it's a well nice car.
Apart from
judge anyone by their cars, but what it's just interesting the synergy between the car that I seem to have chosen and the way that people like you view me.
Well, yeah, there's a lot that is, I wouldn't say sexy exactly, but there's a lot that's attractive about people who are reliable.
Give me five words then. What? Five words. Five words to describe
guys,
me.
By the way, we are on the radio, just saying.
Sorry.
I think we've all forgotten, so I just wanted to remind everyone. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Let's just get
okay,
five.
So, and
be honest, it's a safe space.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Try and describe your feelings in five.
Yeah, try and describe it in five descriptive words. You know, I'm normally succinct, but I'm not doing well.
Hard,
okay, so we'll go for dependable.
Dependable, yeah.
Yeah.
Relatable.
Two.
That's it.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's two. Relatable.
It's not sexy
word,
or anything, is it? But it's
no,
sort of
it's
like
definitely
enough.
Not sexy. Do pardon me, but you look like you're a passable kisser. Sorry.
Yeah.
Too much into it. You look passable.
Passable, that's three.
Yeah, okay, passable, we'll call it that.
Passable? You're not expecting fireworks or anything, are you?
No, but you don't always need that, do you? You
no,
can't
you
be
don't.
Doing that all the time or you'd never get any work done.
True.
Two more. I know, I'm so sorry. I'm getting really stressed now.
It's all right, we've got all the time in the world.
True, we have. Yeah.
We have.
We've got nothing better to do.
I was going to play a song, but I don't want this to end. Yes?
Okay.
So.
Right, now this, I'm including this because it's hyphenated. Boy Next Door, that's hyphenated.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
okay.
That's quite good. Mm-hmm. Oh, approachable.
There we are. Done it.
Yeah. Approachable is the perfect word. That's such a perfect way. Approachable. Why did you start going out with him? Well, he was approachable. Brilliant. I actually agree with you. I think my wife would agree as well. So happy day. I've said wife enough to merit this whole thing. So all good.
It's fine. I'm under no illusions. I'm no oil painting. Like I know. Yeah. Right?
Best caller ever.
Things will. Here's the thing. Let's leave it at this. Things will get better for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they will. Thank you.
We will all get through this. And and you should contact us when you've got past it, you know, in your head. And then let us know who's on.
Yeah, when it goes.
It'll be interesting to see who you go to next.
Yeah. When do you let us know when it passes?
It will pass.
Oh, absolutely.
Guarantee it.
I'll be straight on. Thank you so much for humouring me.
Not at all. It was an absolute pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for saying exactly how you feel as well. Appreciate it.
Scott Mills.
Let's play Don't Look It Up. There are three rounds in this quiz. Hello, Will, Quizmaster Will.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hello, Will.
Here I am.
Hello. Here you are.
There I am.
Here and, right, so let's quiz. Bit weird quizzing at 4 o'clock, but I'm kind of getting used to it. Just in for Gary this week, you know what I mean? So what have we got? Three rounds then.
Three rounds today. Rank them, name the song from the ringtone, and British birds.
Bring it on.
Round one.
Either write them down or WhatsApp. Whoever gets the first WhatsApp obviously wins the point if you're playing with your mates at home. Okay, so round one then.
Round one is rank them. So, for example, I'll give you three celebrity shoe sizes and you have to rank them, say, largest to smallest.
Okay.
Question one. Rank these in order of oldest to youngest. Burger King, KFC, McDonald. So oldest to youngest.
And the options?
Oh. Burger King, KFC, McDonald's.
Okay, you've got 5 seconds to answer this. Write it down. I am going to say oldest to youngest, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say oldest is KFC, then Burger King, then McDonald's.
Okay, I've gone KFC, McDonald's, and then Burger King.
And Chris, you have got that right.
Oh.
Come on.
KFC 1930, McDonald's was founded by the McDonald's brothers in 1940, and then Burger King was founded in 1954 after someone visited a McDonald's, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris got that point. Give yourself a point if you've got the same. And next one.
Question two. Rank the number of times these artists have appeared at Glastonbury. Rank the number of times these artists have appeared at Glastonbury, starting with the most to the least. The artists are Coldplay, Foo Fighters, Florence and the Machine.
Most to least.
Coldplay, Foo Fighters, Florence and the Machine.
Okay, 5 seconds, write it down. I'm going to say Foo Fighters most, then Coldplay, then Florence.
I'm going totally different. I'm going to go Coldplay first, Florence second, Foo Fighters third.
And that is a second point for Chris Stark.
Oh, why am I so bad?
Come on!
At this?
Coldplay
wow.
Four times, Florence three times, and the Foos 1998 and 2017, so twice.
I really thought they would have been on more.
Okay. But I guess it's like going up through the stages and things. Yeah. Well, that's how I try to figure out. Probably not right.
Okay, and last one on rank them.
Rank these countries by Eurovision wins, most to least. So rank these countries by Eurovision wins, most to least. And the countries are France, Ireland, and Greece.
Most
not a clue.
To least. Okay, 5 seconds. I'm going to go Ireland, France, Greece.
And I've gone Ireland, Greece, France.
The answer is Ireland with 7, France with 5,
yes.
And Greece with 1. So Scott gets the point there. So at the end of that round, it's Chris 2, Scott 1.
I mean, I should have got that really, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let us know how you're doing then on 81199. We'll take this amazing record from Justice and Simeon, and then we'll get on with round 2 on Don't Look It Up.
1, Scott Mills.
Tom from Bristol. Only got one wrong in the first round. There's Esther cooking cottage pie in Oundle, Northamptonshire. Got 3 out of 3, is normally rubbish. Stephen in Birmingham ordered everything the same as me, so just the 1 point. See, copying me doesn't work. Playing along with my mum today, says Lauren in Norfolk. She's winning so far, 1-0. Nathan and Naomi are playing against each other in Salisbury. Naomi is winning at the end of the first round. Okay, let's get straight into
round 2.
Which is, well,
name the song from the polyphonic ringtone.
Okay, yes, this is a bit of me, this one, I like it.
Question 1. Can you name the song by a Big Weekend 2019 artist here from this ringtone? Again?
Yeah.
No.
Nobody still has these as their ringtones. No one. Nobody. Come on. They still make them. 5 seconds. No one has, like, songs as their ringtones now, no? Chris?
Okay, no, I do. I kind of do, don't I? I've got... It sounds like a ringtone, then it goes into...
Yeah, but that's
a
not
song.
A song. Yeah, but it's not like... You're not like, oh, I like that one by Lewis Capaldi, I'm going to have it as my ringtone. That's not a thing anymore.
It goes from marimba into Still Dre.
It does. What's your answer?
Miley Cyrus. Yes. We can't stop.
Is also my answer.
And is the correct answer.
Okay. Number two.
Question two. It's a throwback to 2008 and a bit of a one-hit wonder. Can you name the song from this ringtone?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I had this one.
Yeah. See, this is when people had songs on their phones. Yes, 5 seconds.
Also, I'd like to know how much artists earned from ringtones.
Good point.
Because surely they did.
Yeah, I think a lot. That was Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston.
Yes, Beautiful Girls, Sean Kingston.
Is the correct answer. And question three, this one's much harder. Can you name the song here? They're an American group, early noughties.
Yes!
I think I have this one. 5 seconds. I believe that to be My Band by D12.
Yep, exactly.
Is the correct answer.
Yes!
Full marks for both of you on that round.
Oh, we did good on that one. Okay. Let us know how you did on the ringtones as we head into the third and final round.
Round three.
Which is...
British Birds.
Oh.
Random. Random AF. I don't know how you've decided to land this as a round, but let's see how it goes.
I was working from home and I saw a bird out of the window, so I wrote a... Yeah. Anyway,
that's been your inspiration.
Yeah,
you looked out the window and saw a bird.
That's the same with the ice cream round. That's why. Anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm interested to see if this is going to be any good.
Question one. Name two varieties of tit that are native to the UK. Question one. Name two varieties of tit that are native to the UK.
Okay. 5 seconds. Okay, I'm going to say blue.
I've gone blue as well.
I'm going to say great.
I didn't go for great. I couldn't think of a one, so I've gone...
I've gone blue tits, great tits.
I've gone blue, and then for some reason I've written down double-breasted.
The answers that you could have had are blue, coal, maybe this is what you're thinking of, Chris, crested, great, marsh,
after.
Or willow.
Yeah.
So Scott gets a point,
yeah!
Chris, no point.
Rubbish.
Very good, Scott.
Thank
well
you.
Done, Scott.
That takes it to 5-all. Question two.
I'm back, yeah?
How many wild urban pigeons are there estimated to be in the UK? Now, the closest gets the point here, and it's in the millions.
Could you say that again?
How many wild urban pigeons are there estimated to be in the UK?
5 seconds, write it down. A lot. 100 million pigeons.
I'll go 50 million.
The answer is 18 million, so Chris gets the point.
Oh,
takes it to 6-5.
Okay, and last one
on this last question.
On the birds.
British swallows migrate south for the winter, but how far south are they known to go? I'm looking for the name of a country here. So British swallows migrate south for the winter, but how far south are they known to go? I'm looking for the name of a country.
Radio 1.
It's just a weird round.
Yeah, but
I saw a bird.
Height of lockdown.
You saw a bird, I know, but it's not the height of creativity, that, is it? That you see a bird and go... I mean, did you... Yeah.
Do you remember the crisps round? Do you know how I came up with that?
No.
I was eating crisps.
Were you eating crisps?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. This is what I mean, like...
Okay, so you're looking for how far do swallows go?
Yeah.
I'm going to go... south of here.
Yeah, how far south do they fly for winter?
South Africa.
You've gone for South Africa, Chris.
I'll go Italy.
Gone Italy. The answer is South Africa, and that makes it 6-all. Yes, Scott, you got two right in the British Birds round, you see?
What the? I just thought of where's directly south of here, yeah. South Africa. Yeah.
South.
God, you're so excited. Look at you.
You see? It's not that
What's
bad.
The scores?
6-6 at the end of that.
Yes! Well, yeah, but I normally do so bad.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris introducing Hannah, who's in Norfolk. Hey, Hannah.
Oh, hey, Hannah.
Hi. Right, so you're about to start your shift for the day.
Yeah, I've just started. I'm on a break because I'm running ahead of schedule already.
Okay, what do you do?
I drive for what rhymes with Wayne Street.
Okay, you're doing the food deliveries there.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I know this is old news, but I did a click and collect the other day.
Oh, mate, welcome along.
Mind blown.
Mm-hmm,
were you really
too.
Smug? Were you smug as when you turned up to collect your shopping and other people were in a queue? Did you walk past them? And I bet you felt like this was some sort of celebrity thing as well.
I mean...
I can just imagine you.
They got the van there. It's like it's all set up for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Ready to go.
Never done it. Never done it. I know.
I got into some really lame small talk with the guy at the click and collect a couple of weeks ago because we didn't have much to talk about, and so I started asking him the ins and outs of how it works inside the van.
God, you're bored.
and then he took me through box by box. He was like, and in through there, that's where the refrigerated bits go. I mean, to be fair, it was
oh yeah
but you know, it, I suppose it was nice to It was nice to learn, but let's be real, the small talk was lame.
Nah. Okay, so I know that you're a big Radio 1 fan, so you listen to us all day, right?
All day, every day.
Is it a bit weird that you're now on the radio, like inside Radio 1, because you listen to
it
every day?
I'm trying to act cool. I'm really trying to act cool, but I am shaking.
Are you?
Now, but it's better than just being on Radio 1, right? You get to choose the next song. It's the power.
Yeah, I also can hold this above my housemate who listens every day as well. So.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Someone just said about... who's your housemate?
Jordan.
And Jordan also loves Radio 1?
Yes, and he does the same thing as me as well, so, and he listens every single day, so he's going to be jelly. Aww.
And you got through...
Big up, Jordan.
Don't big him up. You don't need it.
Right. Okay. Here, Hannah, is what I've got for you today on Bangers. I would love this to be picked next.
Oh, you've actually done well.
So this is the old dirty, the ODB there. And
yeah, I was going to see how you dealt with that.
Khalees on this as well, I think. Yeah,
we've checked this song, all fine.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one to beat.
This is the radio version of Got Your Money.
It's a good song. I want to offer you, I would say possibly one of my top five favourite songs ever.
Ooh, okay.
Which heaps the pressure on a little bit. Okay, you can choose my banger choice. Hopefully, it is this. I just think this is one of the most legendary Avicii songs ever. I love it so much. This is Silhouettes.
Well, I'm not going to win this, am I?
I thought Scott was easily going to win.
This is a good one.
Tricky choice there. Good bangers.
Yeah, really good. Okay.
They are both, but they're so different.
Oh, Hannah, what are we going to do?
Stress.
I'm not going to lie, Scott. I usually want to vote for you, but then you do kind of miss the mark a little bit.
All
but
right.
Today I am going to choose you, Scott. I need it.
Yes!
I need it in my life.
Baby.
When the world gets you down, music can help you through. In 2017, my life took a bit of a bad turn. And the way I coped is by listening to as many records from the previous year as I could. I'm James Acaster, and I believe that 2016 is the greatest year for music ever.
I've been listening to it backwards.
Backwards?
I've been listening to it backwards.
So on my podcast, me and my comedian friends will discuss my favourite albums of that year in order to convince every single one of you to...
That's a classic album right there.
James Acaster's Perfect Sounds.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Stop annoying me, yeah, play my music loud. I take the no dirty to move the crowd. Just say he had his in his mouth. Eddie Murphy taught me that back of the house.
But give me the money. Hey,
baby, I got your money, don't you worry. I said,
what a tune.
Yeah, good tune. Lots of grunting throughout that, though, and just, you know, ODB noises.
Cool song, though.
I'm gutted we didn't have Avicii, mind. Like, do I throw that in for the next bangers, or can I... I don't know, what can I do? Can I petition for it to be up? Yeah, I'll put it back in then. Oh. When are we next doing bangers?
Hour's time.
Yeah, all right, I'll throw this one back in then.
I would love to hear that. Is it an hour or is it... Oh, I don't even know. Who knows what's happening? When's bangers on next? I'm just consulting. Is bangers on at 6:30? 6:40. See, then there's
I'll try again then.
Oh, God.
Fine, if you call for bangers, please, you know, please pick mine next time.
He wants to throw Avicii... He wants to... Sorry, he wants to throw Avicii... Are you on the phone to the listeners? Sorry. He wants to throw Avicii silhouettes back in at 6:40.
Back
in.
Back on again.
Is that okay? Yeah.
Yeah?
Fine, yeah.
But put it in again.
Yeah, he's put it in now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Christoph, we've had a strong lineup of DJ sets this week, but I think we've saved the best to last, would you say?
Yeah, I'm so buzzing for this. This is going to be an absolute moment. Radio 1 is getting taken over by what I would argue is one of the greatest bands of all time.
We reserve this like last DJ slot of the week for the real legends.
It's the legend slot.
More UK number ones than Adele. More UK number ones than Coldplay. Not even One Direction could match their number ones. It's busted.
Come on!
Wow, we've got an 8 million way Zoom going on. Hi, guys. So let's start with James Bourne. Where are you, James?
I'm in my car. I've driven to Starbucks.
Oh, a little trip out for you for the day.
Yes, the highlight of my day is the Starbucks run.
Matt Willis, where are you now?
I am in my bedroom in my house.
And Charlie Simpson, you?
I'm in my studio.
Right, so the boys are going to pick two tracks each. Who wants to start?
Yes, I'll start. I would like Blink-182, Miss You. And I would like... What's funny?
I'm just really enjoying this Zoom. Yes, James, why is that?
Because I miss all my friends.
On his solitary trip to the coffee shop. All right, first up, Blink-182 on Radio 1, chosen by Busted.
Busted.
In the mix.
Hello there, the angel from my nightmare, the shadow in the background of the moor, the unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally.
What a song, emotional, Miss You. James, it's hard not to get deep and meaningful after that.
It is, isn't it? Because I just miss everyone.
Yeah, you said that.
it's the perfect song. It's probably the most emotional song we've had to kick off a mix yet on Radio 1.
Also,
but that's fine.
I'd like to dedicate that song to my hairdresser because I miss him the most.
Do you? Yeah, I've everyone.
God, yeah, you guys with your hair, like, seriously, I feel for Charlie. He's coming up in a bit, but God knows what's going on with his hair.
He's
on the line. It's a mess.
Simpson, what's going on with your hair?
Mate, I'm growing it down to my shoulders.
Oh,
my
wow. God,
I can see it, and that's a lot.
Hey, James, next song in the mix, I'm being told, is possibly my... And the thing is, right, I think people think I'm joking when I say this. I genuinely think it's one of my favourite songs of all time. And you guys wrote it.
I remember you said that when we last saw you, Chris, about getting off the train on the second verse.
Oh, I love that stuck with you. Yeah, so what I used to do is, as it kicks in, I would time it so that I stepped off the train and the doors would open at that exact moment. It was just something I did.
I like to imagine it the day coming out of lockdown, stepping out the house when it kicks in.
All right, what is the track, James?
Sleeping with the Light On.
Yes. Oh. Busted, playing now on Radio 1.
Sleeping through my fingers, through my fingers. I'm sleeping with the light.
Busted.
In the mix.
James Bourne from Busted has chosen Sleeping With The Light On, Chris's favourite, and Blink 182. Busted are in the mix for us on Radio 1. Matt Willis, what are you going for?
I'm going to go with Queens of the Stone Age, No One Knows. It's probably my favourite song of all time, and nothing quite gets me in the mood like it.
This is one of those songs where we are not talking over the intro.
Yes! Amazing. Dave Grohl on drums, come on.
Busted.
In the mix.
Queens of the Stone Age, I'm Radio 1. Matt Willis, what is your next selection?
Okay, my next selection reminds me of probably the best holiday I've ever had in my entire life with my friends in Magaluf. And we had a break from Busted and I went and joined them for the weekend and they were all holidaying in Magaluf. And we had probably, I reckon, the best weekend of my entire life. It's The Streets with Bit But You Know It.
Oh wow. Chris, this mix is a bit of you.
This is just me all over. This is the nuts. I can only imagine that weekend was just a massive tear up. We're Busted big then.
I remember walking down the strip and suddenly realised it was a big band because everyone was shouting at me and coming up to me and throwing stuff at me, but in a loving way.
Yeah.
But it was intense.
I got this Stella up on from that last cafe. This night's not even begun. Yes, yes, oh yay. I did fancy you a bit though, yeah, I must say. I would rather I hadn't knocked myself on display. But this is just another case of female stopping play in an otherwise total result of a holiday.
I'm not trying to bull you, even though I would like to. I think you are really fit. You're fit, but my gosh, don't you know it.
Fit But You Know It, The Streets on Radio 1.
This is
Busted.
In the mix.
Selection 4 of the boys from Busted. So, Matt, you and Emma, you keeping busy?
I'm definitely not busy.
No.
I kind of like it. We're kind of good at it. You know, we're kind of, I'm good at isolation.
What's your one little treat at the moment? James likes to drive to a coffee drive-through. I'm assuming it's a drive-through once a day. What's your thing?
We do a quiz once a week on computer with our mates, and it's like a fancy dress kind of quiz. I enjoy that a lot.
What have you dressed up as?
The other week we had there was a school theme, so I actually had the uniform from the What I Got a School For video.
Still fits.
Still fit, like a glove.
I like a glove.
and I put that on, and I won that round, definitely.
Okay, Charlie Simpson, you are up. What is your tune, your first one?
First tune is going to be Misery Business by the mighty Paramore.
But why?
She's one of the best female vocalists I've ever heard. So, and this track is, when I first heard this track, it's just such a banger.
Misery Business, the choice of Charlie Simpson from Busted. Charlie, who are you isolating with, please?
I am isolating with my wife and my two children.
How's it been?
It's been an experience, but I've actually quite enjoyed it.
But then you've got a little studio there by the sounds of it as well, so you can just escape to that when you need to.
I have actually, yeah. I've been doing a lot of music making, which has been very good.
Now, from what I'm hearing, this is James's maybe first or second Zoom ever.
Yesterday we had a Zoom and he missed the Zoom. And so Matt had to call him and so he Zoomed inside Zoom. He was on Matt's phone inside.
James, are you enjoying it or not for you, the Doom?
I like it. I think it's
might
nice
catch on.
To see multiple faces on the screen at once.
I don't know if James is trying to be funny or if he's just like naturally.
James is always funny. Okay.
He's not trying.
In a good way. All right, Charlie, can I have one more off you, please?
Yes, you can. I'm going to choose Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted. And it took me a while to get on the Billie Eilish train. I didn't really know much of the first album stuff, but I heard this song and it just absolutely floored me. I think she's incredible. I love it's just such progressive pop music, amazing melodies, and yeah, just a cracking song.
Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted, the final choice of the lads from Busted. Guys, stay safe and thank you so much for being on today in our legend slot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
This is
Busted
in the mix.
I had a dream. I got everything I wanted. Not what you think. And if I'm being honest, it might have been a nightmare to anyone who might care. Thought I could fly.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're ready for one of these. A Scott Mills Goldman moment.
The Scott Mills Golden Moment on the Radio 1.
Let's go back to the pages of Chris's unofficial autobiography. And where are we going today on 24 Years at the Tap End?
Okay, we're going back to a time where I thought it would be nice to join the local bowls club. Also features your old microwave that you gave me.
Oh, yeah.
And a story around that. It will all make sense.
You see, right, when I gave you that, I did have best intentions because you needed a microwave. Anyway.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did 24 years at the Tap End. At the Tap End.
When growing up, me and my mates Dougsy and Webbo were never the kind of lads that would terrorise the neighbourhood. We were middle of the road, nice lads I'd like to think, proud of our town and its people. We enjoyed keeping up on local news and getting involved in local pinner activities and events. We had respect for the elder members of our community who often organised all this stuff. I've always been the kind of person that believes in giving up their seat on the bus for an elderly person or helping carry shopping bags when the elderly people are walking upstairs. Like gentlemen would.
I like that. You are a gent.
Mm.
And there aren't many of you left, Chris.
The problem is, as a young person, it is hard to do this without people thinking you're up to something or have an ulterior motive. Only last week, me and Dougsy were walking down an alley when a small elderly person appeared at the other end. Feeling awkward, we tried not to look threatening, and the person on the other end looked anxious. In a bizarre move that took me by surprise, Dougsy slipped his hand into mine as we walked past the person. I tried to pull away, but he held on tight.
When was this last week?
Yeah.
What? Why did he hold your hand?
When I asked him why he did this, he told me it made us look less threatening. Technically, he was probably correct, but it didn't feel right.
Has he ever held hands with you before?
Never. It was a one-off, this.
Right.
And we didn't really talk about it much afterwards.
Right. Is it still a bit awkward?
It was an odd thing to do, but can you see why he did it? If
yeah,
we
I
look
can.
Like lovers, we look less threatening.
How do you know he hadn't set up the situation? Like he's hired an elderly actress to walk down an alley at a specific time just so that he can hold your hand, just so that then it leads to... Do you know what? I think if it keeps happening, you need to have that question.
Did you recognise the elderly person from any soaps on TV? Maybe Holby City?
Anyway.
This has not crossed your mind before.
Well, that he might be on the other side.
Yeah.
on the other side? That sounds like he's dead and come back as a ghost.
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean...
the way he looked at me that day when I gave him that microphone.
No.
Yeah.
When you gave him the microwave?
Yeah, he had my old microwave away.
It was faulty. He said he'd get it fixed.
You can't give someone a faulty microwave.
What can go wrong?
Oh, God, yeah, well, you caused real issues for his family. I've told you about this, haven't I?
What?
The electric shocks off the microwave that you've been giving them.
See? I told you. You look at me and you're like, health and safety this, health and safety that. You can't just be going giving away faulty electrical goods.
He's in the shed. I thought it was in fine working order.
There's a reason that charity shops don't accept them.
Oh, sorry.
We went round to Scott's house. He gave Dougsy a microwave before he left. And, yeah, took it back home. The dad was really happy. But, yeah, they started getting electric shocks whenever they pressed cook.
I'm so sorry.
So they've had to get rid.
I genuinely didn't know that.
Were you trying to get rid of Dougsy so that you could have Chris all to yourself? This top end is full of revelation today.
Wow. We've always got on well with older people. In the summer of our GCSEs, we were running out of ideas for stuff to do to pass the time. Most people finish their GCSEs early, leaving a massive long summer, and being too young to go to the pub, there wasn't that many places to go. We spent a large amount of our time in Pinner Memorial Park, playing football and scouting for girls. Me and Dougsy were mucking around in the park one day when we heard a commotion coming from over the hedge. There was a load of OAPs kicking off on the bowls green. I'd never really stopped to watch this sport properly before, but it didn't take long till we were hooked. We pretended to commentate from our position in the hedge. A lovely elderly person called Donald was impressed with what we were doing and invited us in for a closer look. He was a lad and introduced us to his crew.
How old was Donald?
Probably pushing 80.
Cool, lad.
It was mainly lads that we were introduced to, but there was a bit of crumpet on the side.
You can't call old people crumpet.
Why not?
It's just... One is off of Nan's.
Crumpet?
Yeah. Bit of crumpet. And two, you said you respected your elders.
I do.
Well, you can't call 80-year-old women crumpet.
Yeah, but it's more rude that you're saying that you can't be crumpet and 80.
I think you mean to call them cougars.
No, because cougars are just after young people, aren't they?
Right, so what age is a cougar? 40?
Yeah, but they've got to be interested in young people. I'm not saying these ladies were interested in young people. I was just saying they were the skirt there.
All right, then,
they
stick, were the... stick with crumpet.
The skirt? Well, what else do you call them?
Ladies?
Yeah, can maybe. Do. All right, then.
Cool.
All right, then.
Thanks.
OK. Well, back to the bowls in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Rachel. She says, my daughter's not heard any tap end before. She thinks it's great. Yeah. For a lot of people, it's their first time. Oh, Chris, you were so innocent, weren't you?
Different
so
time.
So innocent. OK, so we're back to Chris making friends at the bowls club.
We had a great time that afternoon, and we're even shown the basics of bowls. It's a great sport, and ignited an idea that this was the sport that I could become a potential world champion in. Me and Dougsy were much younger than the other players. Our idea was that getting into the sport at the age we were, we would be the world's greatest by the age of 60.
Because you had some time to catch up.
Yeah, because most sports you sort of peak around 25, 30.
Yeah, but bowls champions are like in their 20s and 30s.
Are they?
Yeah. It's not just old people that play bowls.
Oh.
We ended up becoming members of that bowls club, causing everyone at the bowls club to have to get police checked.
Is that true?
Yeah, because we were the first people of that kind of age to...
I bet they loved you.
...caused all sorts of grief.
Poor Donald.
Yeah, bless him.
I bet he wishes he'd never talked to you that day.
Yeah, because some... The thing is, some of the people there voted against us joining.
Was there like a committee?
Yeah, it was a big thing, us two joining. We had great times, though, and I'm sad to say we are no longer members, but it's something I'm keen to take up again.
What went wrong?
We just sort of gave up after a few weeks. You can only do it in the sunny weather.
So after all of that hassle of everyone, all those 80-year-olds getting police checked,
yeah.
You went for 3 weeks.
My £10 membership,
yeah.
and then it was off. We just sort of left it.
Didn't go back?
No, but it was good whilst it lasted, and I'm keen to go back again.
Hmm.
It was also in Pinner Memorial Park that we first came across a small band of men that turned up to every Pinner function or event. A small band of legends, the Morris Men of Pinner. It was the Pinner Village show where I first saw them, dancing around and drinking beer. People loved them, I loved them, and I wanted to be part of them.
You wanted to be a Morris dancer?
Yeah. I just think they're great. They dance around.
Is it the hanky thing?
Yeah, you know, they dress all in white and they've got bells on their legs and stuff like that. It just looks fun.
See, if you go back to that alley, if you were dressed as a Morris dancer with bells on your fingers and bells on your toes, that old person would not have been scared of you.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Dougsy wouldn't have had to do that awkward holding your hand thing.
Yeah. They would dance around in circles, clashing sticks and shouting nonsense. When it came to the part of their performance where they encouraged the crowd to get involved, I was more than keen. I was taught the basics and got right into it. They had a number of moves, one involving a rubber chicken.
Eh?
I don't know what the symbolism is, but they would just toss this rubber chicken. There was one time, I remember, they were doing an event in Pinner, and they tossed the rubber chicken on top of an ice cream van, which caused issues for their performance, but it was funny all the same. They all had moustaches and wore full Morris dancer uniform. I got chatting to them after one performance. Dougsy was trying to persuade me to sign up, when my attention was caught by a quite petite Morris dancer. He was unlike any of the others, and it didn't take me long to realise why. It was clearly a girl with a moustache drawn on.
Really?
Yeah. I was intrigued by this. Not sure whether I should blow her cover, I decided not to make a big point of this.
Was it obvious?
It was blatantly a girl with a moustache drawn on, and she had a high voice. Perhaps the other Morris men hadn't clocked the girl in the group, and she was doing a good job fitting in. She was even drinking ale. I suppose I could see her problem. There doesn't seem to be a female equivalent of Morris dancing, so if she wanted in on that sport, then she had to pretend to be a bloke. I never did sign up to be a Morris man, but it's definitely something I'm up for doing in the future. From what I see, you just drink ale, dance, and get treated like a rock star. I think there's a lot to look forward to in the future years of the Tap End, and I'd like to think me and the lads will one day be Morris dancers or big-time bowl players. Only the future will tell.
I've forgotten about so much of that, including the microwave that was a death trap. I'd like to apologise about that again. I didn't realise at the time, obviously, when I gave it to you. Yeah, so there we are. 24 years at the Tap End all this week on Radio 1. Next week, our golden moment, including me making singers better. You know when I do my little vocal coaches?
Some
classics.
Yes.
Classics for you. Derulo, Larson, Ridings, Rag and Bone. You'll hear them all next week.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And this is Louise. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Right, where in the UK are you?
Leeds.
Okay, now today was supposed to be a special day, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah.
Go on.
It was our wedding day.
Rubbish.
Oh, no.
Okay, so what have you
but
done?
It's rained today, which is amazing news. We wanted it to rain, hail, snow, so that we could feel better about the fact that we're not getting photographs taken.
Actually, that's true. Yeah, you've got to take what you can from it. So when have you rescheduled?
We're doing it next year, I think, next spring.
Okay, all right.
What it gives you a bit of time to make sure as well, doesn't it? You know, the thing is with weddings, we've said this before, is that for me, the actual wedding should be like a will they, won't they situation. I always turn up at weddings so you know exactly the answer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It'd be good to get a bit more drama in there.
Well, do you want a bit more, a bit more jeopardy is what you're saying?
I want a bit more like when I'm in the audience there, I'm looking around going, oh, do you reckon they're going to say yes? You know?
A bit like in...
A bit of that.
In every soap opera where they just, they jilt them in the aisle. Ho!
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm only joking. Look, I'm sure you have a wonderful wedding day when it comes around.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Who were you supposed to be marrying? Can you remember?
Oh, I don't know what his name was. Alex. It was Alex.
Alex, yeah. What have you done today instead?
So we were going to go on our honeymoon to Thassos in Greece. So we've done a Greek night. We've got our Greek food, Greek flowers, and sort of decorate the living room. And we've got like the beach scene on the TV to make us feel like we're really there, you know?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's awesome. What a night. Are you going to smash some plates?
Oh, now that is an idea. Let me go and see if I'm allowed. Have we got any plates?
Hey, listen, what was your song or your first track going to be, your first dance?
Well, the first dance was probably going to be the one that we met to, which was Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
Okay.
Solid.
I mean, yeah, everyone loves that song.
It is about probably breaking up with someone, but, you know, you've got to ignore that.
It is, but everyone knows it, you know.
Is it? I actually don't know what that song's about. That's crazy. I've never even questioned what the song's actually about.
Listen to the lyrics. It's really romantic.
Never listened to the lyrics of Mr. Brightside?
No, I've heard that song a billion times. Like,
have a listen.
What's it? Is it about a breakup? Serious?
Wow. Seriously, listen to the lyrics. It's not pleasant. It's a bit questionable, but, you know, love for all.
Mind blown.
Okay, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. You can choose mine, which is Needing You by David Morales. Come on. Okay, that's my one.
Yeah, very nice. Okay, you can have that. Or I'm throwing it back in. I wanted this chosen earlier, didn't get chosen. One of my favourite songs ever. I think, for me, the best Avicii song. But that's just me. And this is called Silhouettes.
Yeah. No doubt. It's
got to
be Chris.
But what about if I was to add your dancing as well? So, Freeways. Now what?
Oh, definitely.
I feel bad now because Chris put Avicii in twice.
I'll just roll over for tomorrow. We'll go again. Don't worry. Nah, no stress. It's your wedding song. I get it. It's cool. It'd be lovely for us to share in your moment.
Not on tomorrow, so roll over to Monday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, then I'll take it back.
Okay. Enjoy your Greek night, and here's your song.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss, how did it end up like this? It was only a kiss, it was only a kiss.
It's been fun doing Grimmy Show this week. We're back to 11 till 3 next week on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.